Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, are you feeling better, buddy? You good?
Yeah, kind of. You know what's weird? Like went away at the end of that WTF section there. What is that? How can you have to go so bad? Then you wait 2 minutes and then it's completely gone. Life is weird, isn't it, man?
I'm glad that I ruined it for you. It's almost like keeping someone from sneezing. You're like,
Yeah. It turned blocked me, man. Come on.
I did. I got you real good. Well, hey, maybe you'll work something out here during your sports. I know usually after hearing your sports, I got to go to the bathroom. So let's do that right now. Yes.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you got a hankering, you're ready to go. You're all set.
There you go, man. I'm going to rip through some scores here, and then we're just going to talk NFL. We're going to talk football today, man, because that's basically all I have in sports besides some scores here. NHL last night, the Winnipeg Jets beat the Red Wings 3-0. Blackhawks beat the Canadiens. There you go. You beat up them Canadiens. 3-2. That was in overtime. Canadiens probably pretty good at hockey.
Yeah, you know? They're born on ice skates. It's insane.
It's pretty cold up there in Canada. It's like playing football in the South. You get to play all year round.
Yeah. That's why they're so good.
Mm-hmm. Saturday's game, Sabres going to be Detroit playing the Red Wings, 7 o'clock. Anaheim, the Ducks. Coach Bombay is going to be over in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8:30. So.
Oh, is he back? Is he back coaching? That's great.
He's back. Yeah, he's coaching the Ducks. Yeah. All right, let's get right to it, man. NFL. This is awesome. We got Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday game. Saturday's games, Raiders going to be in Cincinnati playing the Bengals. This is a super wild card week weekend. Yeah. It's going to be at 4:30. Patriots getting to be in Buffalo playing the Bills.
Wait. Let's get our picks. Well, who's the first game?
Vegas going to be in Cincinnati playing the Bengals at 4:30.
Bengals coming in hot, but I'm going to take the Raiders.
Yep. I think I'm taking the Bengals. Like I said, they're coming in hot.
That's one
of my Super Bowl predictions,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so. They are playing good. Okay, who's next?
Patriots going to be in Buffalo playing the Bills, 8:15.
Good rivalry there. I got to give it to the Buffaloes.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bills there, too.
Yep.
I think Josh Allen.
God, that guy can play some football.
Dude, he's a big dude, too.
Yeah, and he can move, man. He's got a hell of an arm.
He can move.
Yeah.
You can run. Yeah, anytime I've seen Josh play, man, I was like, okay. Yeah. He's quite a player. Sunday's game. Eagles going to be in Tampa playing the Bucs, 1 o'clock.
You know who I'm taking on that one. Or who
I know
want
you're
going to
take
win.
And you're going to lose.
Who I want.
Tampa.
The Eagles just better be
back.
I hope Brady forgets to take his Propecia and put on his Bengay, and I hope he has an off day. Did you see?
Well, there were 7 Super Bowls where he didn't, so God. I'm pretty sure he's going to be right.
Won them all by himself. I forget that Brady threw everything. He ran the ball in every day. You don't get me started. Anyway, you see the stat for Gronk? Had his, what was it, 30th?
$1 million catch.
That. He had the $1 million catch, which is just unbelievable. It's insane.
He got his catch bonus the other day.
Yeah.
Caught one pass. And basically, it was kind of funny. There's a video of him going to the sidelines. Got my Millie, baby.
Dude,
I got my Millie. Let's go to the city.
For catching a football. It wasn't
$1 million.
It wasn't even a lot. It was like a 3-yard like out. And then he ran it like another, I don't know, 7. He probably got the first down.
Hey, you shuffle past that. You just guarantee that catch. I don't care. $1 million. Damn.
But no, he also has set a new record for like his 30th 100-yard game at tying Tony Gonzalez. Record for tight ends anyway. So, yeah.
It's craziness, dude. Yeah. You know?
Which is another
just a 1-2 punch. And if you're in the league that long, too, records start.
That's the only reason Brady has been able to get as many Super Bowls, because he has a big, dumb animal that has great hands. And a tight end with over 30 games at 100 yards, that's unheard of. That's unheard of.
Yeah. Shattering every single record right now. Every game this guy plays, it's a new record.
Unbelievable.
And the people that he plays with.
Shuffle passing his way into the history books. That's fantastic.
Yeah, right.
Eagles, obviously. I think they got it. I think they're going to pull one out.
That's ridiculous that you just say that.
The Bucks are going to...
You don't even know who the Eagles quarterback is, do you?
The Bucks are going to come in feeling all high and mighty, thinking that they got this in the bag and the Eagles are going to. There's always an upset. There's always an upset. And I think that's the upset. I think it is.
You're the worst sports analyst. You don't even watch any other teams besides your Green Bay Packers.
They got Fitzpatrick, right, as the Eagles quarterback.
Jesus.
They pulled what's his face out of retirement?
Kaepernick.
Yeah, they got Kaepernick out of there. No. Jay Cutler. They got Jay Cutler out of retirement.
See, hey, I'd be kind of scared then, actually.
All right, what's the other
next
game?
Next one. 49ers going to be in Dallas playing the Cowboys, 4:30.
Ooh, Cowboys. I think I'm going to take the Cowboys on that one.
I'll take the Cowboys, too. They got too much pressure on them. Too much pressure on them to lose the first game.
And I'm sorry, I just can't get behind Garoppolo. You know what I mean? I'm not saying
He's better than I originally thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's got that final it factor that you see on some of the elite quarterbacks in my mind.
You know why it's hard for me to get around Garoppolo? It's because he looks almost exactly one of our good buddies, and one of our good buddies could not throw a football.
So every time you see him, it's like, there's no way he's gonna make that throw. He's not gonna make that. All right, what else?
All right, Steelers going to be in Kansas playing the Chiefs, 8:15.
According to Roethlisberger, they don't have a chance. So yeah,
according to the quarterback of the Steelers, they have zero chance. So
best audio clip. We're just going to go out there, have fun, just figure it out.
What do you think the money odds on it? What if you pick the Steelers and the Steelers actually pull one out?
We've seen that. Tomlinson is a hell of a coach, all right? And and I think maybe that might play in the Steelers' favor if they do have a mindset of, look, guys, we had a hell of a run. We're going to go out there and just leave it all out on the field. Maybe, and we've seen the Chiefs not play. I mean, they picked it up halfway through the season. They really did. I'm not taking anything away from the team. But they've also had some struggles this year, and maybe they have one of their off games. I don't know.
You could.
You know?
Very well could be. Like you said, the Chiefs have been up and down, and you don't know what recently.
Yeah, recently they've just been,
kind of turning it on.
Doing what the Chiefs do.
That's scary when the Chiefs turn it on. So.
Yeah.
Monday's game, real quick. Cardinals going to be in Los Angeles playing the Rams, 8:15. Big game there on Monday. And you know what? I'm taking the Rams.
I'm taking the Rams, too. Yeah.
I think the Rams might make it, honestly.
I am excited for Stafford. The poor guy had to spend, 11 years just getting beat up on in Detroit. And now he's got a chance.
Here's the thing, though. It's like one of his first playoff games, guys.
It is his first playoff game.
Doesn't have too many too many experience points when it comes to this situation.
But
I don't know.
Neither does.
Did he get all nervous?
I mean, I think he's probably going to be so amped up. I mean, this is his first playoff game in his professional career. That's astonishing. All right.
Here's my call. I'm sorry. I'm going to. Who are they playing? They're playing the Cardinals. All right. I'm going to redo that one. I think Cardinals are going to take this
one. But see, now the Cardinals, who's their quarterback again?
It's Kyrie.
Murray. Kyrie.
Jeez. Kyler Murray.
That's it.
I'm thinking of Kyrie.
It's his first season, too, isn't it? Probably
Kyler
his.
Murray. No, it isn't. Is it? It's the second.
Their second one, but he hasn't had any playoff experience yet.
I don't think so.
So, I don't know.
No, I just think I don't know. It's sad to say because I love Stafford.
Yeah.
I really do. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a great quarterback. But I don't know. I kind of see him folding.
All right. So you go Cardinals. I go Rams. There you go. Is that all the games? Is that it?
Yeah, that's the games for this weekend. So
that's right. The Packers don't play because they have the number one seed and they have home field. That's right. I forgot about that.
Give them a week off to get ice cold up there in Lambeau.
The GOAT couldn't get home field advantage. Couldn't get.
You know what? Remember the last time you talked trash? You lost to the Lions.
I'm just saying.
So shut up.
I'm just saying. It was B team versus B team.
That
doesn't count.
To the Lions.
It doesn't count.
Your defense was out there, bro. I'm sorry. It wasn't the B-team defense.
You know what it was like? It was like if you and I suited up to play a game of professional football, okay, Hunter? That's who was out there.
That one is like it all.
That's who was out there.
Rodgers played. It counts. You lost to the Lions. Just admit it. That's why they have a week off, because they need a week to recover
from
that embarrassing loss.
From, that's right. They just, even the NFL, everyone's like, well, just take a week off. You lost to the Lions, just take a week off.
You need it.
Fair enough.
You bastard. All right, that's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Yeah! Well, good morning. 728.
Football.
Rock. Hunter.
What's up?
All right, we got to get right to it because, of course, we're running behind. I knew it would be just a matter of time before we got completely off schedule. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you are watching playoff football, you got something cold and tasty to drink right there, man.
Cold and tasty. Did you say you had a story, or was that yesterday?
Oh, no, I do have a story. Yeah, do you want me to do that first, or what do you want to talk about?
Let me run through some scores real quick, then we'll get to your story, and then I got one more story here for you. So,
okay.
NHL last night, Jets beat the Red Wings 3-0. Blackhawks beating the Canadiens. Yes, there you go. Damn Canadiens. 3-2. In overtime there. Close game. Saturday, tomorrow, Sabres going to be Detroit playing the Red Wings 7 o'clock. Ducks. Coach Bombay is going to be over in Chicago playing the Blackhawks.
Still looking good.
Charlie and Goldberg and the whole crew.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. Let's get to the NFL, the most important stuff happening this weekend. Saturday's game. This is super wild card weekend. Vegas, the Raiders going to be in Cincinnati playing the Bengals 4:30. I got the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Raiders, but I think the Bengals probably got that. So.
Yeah, Patriots going to be in Buffalo playing the Bills, 8:15.
Buffalo.
Yep, going with Buffalo on that one too, Brock. Sunday's games, Eagles going to be in Tampa playing the Bucs. Come on, you know who's going to win.
Let's go, Eagles.
I know you want the Eagles to win because you're scared of Tom Brady and you don't want him to come to Lambeau.
I'm just tired of seeing his face, man. It's like, ugh.
You do see it everywhere now.
So
I like
boring.
I think I liked him better when people hated him at New England.
The most boring quarterback I've ever seen in my entire life.
The greatest, most boring quarterback. I love it.
And if you want 5 yard outs all day, he's your man. All right. Mm-hmm. But yes, go Eagles. Mm-hmm. Probably going to be the Bucs, but go Eagles. All right.
Troy Aikman, 188 career touchdown passes, right? Yeah. Tom Brady hit 188 last Sunday. Beyond 40 years old, he hit 188.
I would take Joe Buck over Tom Brady at this point. Yeah, I would.
You'd take Skip Bayless over Tom Brady.
I would.
A Monday's game. Cardinals going to be in Los Angeles playing the Rams, 8:15.
I want the Rams. I want Stafford to get his first playoff win. I think that'd be great.
I do want Stafford to prevail.
Yeah.
But I honestly think he's going to choke.
Going to be tough. Well, the Cardinals are no slouches, man. I mean, it's a good team. So.
All right, do your story. You got a story?
Yeah, this is a weird one. With some cold weather playoff games looming this weekend, former NFL linebacker Bart Scott had a tip for players to keep warm. And why don't you just check it out? This is what Bart had to say to keep yourselves warm.
The guy hates the cold. He doesn't play well. And he says the reason is because he's got bad circulation. So his toes get cold. And as you know, with your feet.
Can I get you a suggestion for him? Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. Got to fit that circulation going right. A lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets the circulation to the feet.
Viagra. All right,
That's why I take it.
Yeah. Look, it's going to be stiff competition out there, okay? But if we play hard, all right, if we can take this pounding. If we just put our heads down and we play hard.
The center is like, no, don't do that.
Don't do that. Your hands are so warm.
Everybody's like, hey, it's fine. Do what you got to do. But the center is like, no.
Totally new way to give a stiff arm right there.
That's terrible.
So, yeah, according to Bart Scott, Viagra keep you nice and warm.
Yeah. We'll try it out. You know, it's pretty cold here.
I don't know. I would not want to get tackled while just having a raging hard on. You know what I mean?
What I land on.
Yeah. I'm stuck in the ground. Yeah. Imagine having a 350-pound lineman landing on you at the bottom of the dog pile. And you just.
What if they had to take him to the blue tent because he had one for more than 4 hours?
Look, coaches, it's not gone away. I tried thinking about baseball. I tried thinking about grandma, and it's just.
I've even been looking at Bubba for the past half hour over there. The left guard, that's not doing anything.
Can we move the cheerleaders out of eyesight? This is not helping.
Sucks.
This is not helping. All right.
It's a good story. I like that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It also keeps grandpa from rolling out of bed.
That's the main reason. That's the main reason.
Hey, that's sports. That's
good enough. We end on that. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.